For the first time, the Netherlands has published online the names of roughly 500,000 suspected Nazi collaborators, almost 80 years after the end of World War II. As NPR's Rachel Treisman reports, the move grants access to descendants and researchers worldwide as the country continues to grapple with its role in the Holocaust.
For nearly a century, the Netherlands' largest World War II archive could only be viewed in person by certain historians. The central archives of the special jurisdiction includes 30 million documents about Holocaust victims, resistance activities, and alleged Nazi collaborators. And part of it went live last week after a law restricting public access expired on January 1st.
The fact that people can access them without having to travel all over the world is just remarkable.
That's Amy Simon, a professor of history and Jewish studies at Michigan State University.
It's a very exciting moment for new historical discoveries.
Dutch humanities groups hope to have the entire archive digitized by 2027. For now, they have posted the names of the roughly 425,000 Dutch people suspected of collaborating with the Nazis. They were accused of trading information, harboring soldiers, and more during Nazi Germany's five-year occupation.
Collaboration, in its most expansive definition, is about participating in some way in the destruction of European Jewry.
75% of the Netherlands' Jewish population was killed in the Holocaust, the highest percentage in Western Europe. Simon says people collaborated for a variety of reasons, from self-protection to anti-Semitism.
The story of Dutch collaboration is not unknown. The most famous example, of course, is the Anne Frank family being betrayed.
But the archives could help paint an even fuller picture. Only a fraction of suspected collaborators ever appeared in court, and most have since died. Simon says the publication of their names isn't likely to have legal ramifications, but it could have personal consequences.
I can't imagine if it's my grandparent and all of a sudden a book comes out about how they were a collaborator based on these documents.
Simon hopes the distance from the Holocaust will make some of those conversations easier. It also makes them more important. Only about 245,000 Holocaust survivors were still alive as of last January. And a 2023 survey found that nearly a quarter of Dutch millennials and Gen Z think the Holocaust is a myth, or that the number of Jews killed was greatly exaggerated. Simon says Holocaust education isn't only a matter of preserving history.
As we're trying to make sense of our world today, in terms of Israel, Gaza, and anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, we have to look to the past to understand how we got here and what it all means.
The Netherlands has been reflecting on its past in other ways, too. It opened its first National Holocaust Museum last year. Rachel Treisman, NPR News.